B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, and Eddie in Ravenswood. What's up, Eddie?
Good morning, Moog. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Amazing.
Hey.
So, Eddie in Ravenswood, of course, part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, has asked me to officiate his wedding, which is a huge, huge thing, and I'm so honored. Also, it's a, you know, this is quite a responsibility. And you,
yes, are you kidding me? This is like one of the most important conversations, or I guess speeches, that they're ever going to hear in their life.
Yeah. Right, and so and to take the pressure off, Eddie tagged me in this. Eddie tagged me in this thing yesterday that was like it was like a book or something, and it was like basically saying just that, like this is one of the most. Picking the who's going to officiate your wedding is one of the most important decisions you can make.
Yeah, uh-huh. Dude.
So here I am like, okay.
Hyperventilating. Okay.
Stressing. So listen, you've got me perpetually stressed and losing sleep until you get married, Eddie. I want you to know that. And
you've
also
got about a year plus.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, Smoke.
So I was thinking, okay, I need to, between now and whenever this wedding is, sit down with you and Lauren, and then I think you and Lauren is his fiance, and then you and Lauren, I think we should have lunch like individually, and I need to get to know you guys on a much deeper level. Are you guys okay with that?
I think we're okay with that.
We're planning a wedding.
Moog's like, we need to hang out.
Moog, is this your first time officiating a wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, but I thought you were an ordained officiator.
I am. I became ordained.
For fun?
No. when I got married, I had my best friend officiate my wedding. And I wanted to see, like, how difficult is this process to go through it.
So you did it.
And so I did it.
For fun.
It's actually really...
So it was for fun.
It's actually really easy. You just go to, like, universallifechurch.org, fill out a thing, and then they're like, here's a certificate.
Huh.
Live your best life.
I might get ordained.
You know what? Let's all get ordained.
Yeah. You know what? Moog and Carla Mornings, weddings. A little side venture for us. No, this is really exciting, but like I said, there is a lot of pressure. Someone suggested to me, can I say out loud who it was?
Yes.
Who?
It was Ahmad, wasn't it? Did I take a peek at what ChatGPT might have to say about officiating a wedding?
Well,
and I hate that, because why would you need any help from ChatGPT?
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a good thought starter.
Listen,
no.
I use my email. Like, when I email people, I run it through chat, you know? So you just put the, what do you call
you
it?
You can tell the emails that Ahmad runs through ChatGPT versus the ones that he doesn't.
Listen.
It comes from the heart and the computer.
Can y'all please stop doing that? Just use your noggin.
Well, so I thought about it, and listen, I'm going to write these vows. This is someone's wedding. I'm not just going to let ChatGPT take a swing at this.
Unless ChatGPT just sounds a little bit better.
Unless ChatGPT comes up with an idea that I might not have. But I did think, let's let ChatGPT take a crack at it. So I wrote essentially an intro to the wedding.
Okay.
And I had ChatGPT write an intro to the wedding.
And you want to see whose is better?
And I want you, Carla, you, Ahmad, and you, Eddie, of course, most importantly, to decide which intro is better. Now, this is a work in progress. We got over a year to get this locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up next, I'm going to give you what I wrote. And this is just the first, like, 10 seconds.
Versus ChatGPT.
Versus ChatGPT's.
And Eddie, if ChatGPT's is better, we have to have a longer conversation.
We'll have definitely a longer conversation, for sure.
All right, well, we'll find out for sure. Coming up next, it's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96.
Sick reputation for handling broads. All I need is me.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Eddie in Ravenswood, who is getting married next year and has asked me to officiate his wedding, which is quite the honor, Eddie, I gotta say. I'm grateful, excited, and a little bit nervous, because this is, you know, officiating a wedding is, I mean, this is maybe one of the most important things I'll ever do in my life. And I don't want to mess this thing up.
You shouldn't mess it up, because it's a complete honor that you're agreed to do this for Lauren and myself. So Very appreciative of you both to do that for us.
Well, so I have never done this before, and I didn't even know where to start. So I wrote an intro, and I had ChatGPT write an intro. It's basically the first 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, like when they go, dearly beloved.
Yes.
We're gathered here today.
Yes.
Okay.
Neither mine nor ChatGPT's did a dearly beloved.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so all of a sudden we don't care about tradition? I'm just kidding.
Well, listen, if you want a dearly beloved, we can do that. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you the intros, mine and ChatGPT's, but I'm not going to tell you which one's which.
Oh, okay.
So game is you guys get to decide, A, which one's better, and B, which one was ChatGPT.
Okay.
Here goes the first one. Let me change up the music here. I don't know how religious of a ceremony this is going to be, but just in case.
Oh, okay.
This is so ominous.
It's just Catholic. But yes, also.
All right, here we go.
Yes, and.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Honestly, it's an honor to be here today as we celebrate the marriage of Edmund Cruz and Lauren. While every love story is unique, theirs is built on qualities that are easy to recognize. Kindness, laughter, loyalty, and a genuine appreciation for the people. Today is not simply the conclusion of one chapter. It is the initialization of another. Okay. So that's one. Mm-hmm. That's one introduction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I liked it.
Here comes the next. Now, again, one of these is ChatGPT officiating a wedding, and one of these is one that I wrote.
I'm afraid to say anything because what if I go, that was whack, and it was yours.
Family, friends, welcome. Today we celebrate the love and commitment of Eddie and Lauren. Together, they've built a relationship that's full of laughter, loyalty, and probably more conversations about the Chicago Cubs than Lauren ever expected. But more importantly, they've found someone to celebrate life's best moments with and to lean on through the difficult ones. Okay, which one did you like better?
Okay, the pause for laughter was giving ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
But
I would say the second one for me.
You liked it better?
Yeah, I liked that
okay.
one better.
The first one had two things that I didn't like.
Oh.
Something like to the people, and I was like, okay.
So you're picking the one you dislike less.
I didn't like either of them. Okay. I'm keeping 100 with you.
Okay, which one do you dislike less?
I think I dislike the second one less.
Okay, Eddie, what about you? Which one did you like more or dislike less?
Well, I like the second one a little better because it's a little more personal with the Cubs in there.
Mm-hmm.
The first one sounded too ceremonial-like, if that makes
right.
any sense.
The first one was ChatGPT. It had the word initialization in it.
Yeah, that threw me off.
No, it also said Eddie's full name and then was like, oh, and Lauren girl. Like, what?
That's true. Edmund Cruz and Lauren.
That's because when I put the prompt into ChatGPT, I couldn't think of Lauren's last name off the top of my head.
We're off to an amazing start.
To me, the dead giveaway that it was ChatGPT is that it said, honestly, it's an honor to be here today. Anyway, so yeah, mine was okay. So look, it's a work in progress. Okay, I just wrote this in a couple seconds.
Okay,
I'm gonna sit down with Eddie and Lauren and get to know them on a deeper level, and we're gonna do this right.
Well,
right,
Eddie, what do you want in this speech?
Absolutely, no, much appreciated.
Yeah, what do you want? What's your dream officiant?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler.
Well, someone who is bald headed. About 5'7".
Well, then
he took a few inches off.
he took an inch off. I'm 5'8", buddy boy.
Okay. I would have gave you 5'9".
My bad.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ahmad.
Your aura makes you taller.
You know what? It does.
King. Yeah.
All right. So look, we're going to get together and we're going to do this correctly. And ChatGPT is not going to be a part of the equation. All right there, Eddie?
Love it. You know what? You're very eloquent with how you say words there, Mo. Appreciate it.
I would hope so. He does have to say many words to the people.
What?
What did ChatGPT say? for the people.
For the people.
I was like, what in the Constitution is happening right now?
What in
We the people, United States.
I love it. All right, Eddie. Well, we're going to get this thing together. We have like over a year to do it right. So,
Thank gosh.
Yeah. So worry not. Don't stress. Don't stress. We got this, all right?
Yeah.
Plenty of time. We'll be good. I can't wait to hear what we come up with.
Okay, here comes the text. Listen, after he's going to get ChatGPT. Honestly, after some further consideration and initialization, you're not going to be our guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, we'll talk to you later, and thank you.
Take care, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Later.
All right, coming up
guess
at
what? Ben-
7 o'clock, your first chance of the day, if you would like to win those tickets to see...
Ariana Grande!
Yeah.
It's the Sunshine Tour! Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys saw, she just like started to do a new line in Thank You Next with one of her newer exes.
Oh, she's back with the hot one.
Which one was the hot one? Ricky?
Yeah. Wrote some songs about Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Ariana.
Okay. So we have your Ariana Grande montage for those Ariana Grande tickets. Your first chance to hear it and play. It's a brand new one because we gave away tickets yesterday afternoon. Coming up here at 7 o'clock. Erling Haaland is super famous, I think, at this point. Soccer player from Norway, right?
Yes. He's the blonde guy that is just incredibly good, and everyone is like was scared of him because he's just so like big and strong and fast.
Yeah.
And impressive.
Yeah. So his last name, obviously, Holland. Tom Holland, the famous actor who is with Zendaya. Is he married to Zendaya, I think? It's the rumor anyway.
Yeah, they're married. He also very famously played Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man. apparently reached out to Erling Haaland. But Erling Haaland didn't know who he was, and it was a humbling experience. So here he is talking about it on The Tonight Show.
You DM'd Erling Haaland, and he didn't respond to you.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland had no idea who Tom Holland was when he DM'd him and asked to hang out. He doesn't watch movies, so he thought that he was a random person.
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you what. That is exactly the type of humbling experience that is important for actors.
Yeah. So Tom Holland wanted to take him out to dinner, and Erling Haaland was like, some weirdo just wants to take me out to dinner. No thanks. Ignore.
It's genuinely so funny because rich and famous people must think like, oh, we all know each other. But I think you get to a certain level. Something about like top athletes that just like completely bulldozes anyone else's fame because...
Well, and I think like his, obviously this Erling Haaland guy, like he doesn't watch movies. His whole life is surrounded by soccer right now. So he doesn't know who Tom Holland is.
No.
Or care. And then find out, you know, he's like a superstar actor.
And he probably still doesn't care. That's the kind of funny guy that Erling Haaland is.
You know what? But a humbling experience for Tom Holland. And I'm sure once in a while it's nice to get that little reminder that not everybody knows who you are, even if you're Tom Holland.
Exactly.
This is kind of fun. So the Christmas movie, the Hallmark movie Holiday Touchdown, A Bear's Love Story, is filming here in Chicago. And it has caused some confusion because people are thinking that the Chris Kindle Market downtown here in the Loop is going up early.
Right, but it's not.
It's not
being built as a set.
Yeah, it's a set for this movie, and also they're filming this Christmas movie in the Loop right now here in Chicago. We've got this like heat wave that's happening. It's going to be in the 90s this week, and they have to pretend it's winter.
They have to be wearing coats. Like, I would not believe this movie at all if they're walking around in just a long sleeve, because I have been at the Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah.
In a puffer jacket, UGG boots, two pairs of leggings, a scarf. Like, I...
I mean, it has got to be pretty brutal to be filming this Christmas movie right now. And when you are, you know, these people, the actors and the extras who are on set and stuff, you got to do things over and over again. And sometimes it can take hours upon hours that they're sitting here. It's going to be 96 degrees, I think, one of the days this week.
Oh, no.
And they're going to be in their puffer jackets just waiting and standing and standing, because it's a lot of what that is. And they're going to be at the Chris Kindle Market.
But it's kind of cool that they're recreating it specifically for this movie. It looks fun.
Yeah, it looks a lot like it normally does. I think a little bit smaller scale because they don't need the whole thing. But it's in Federal Plaza like it normally is. And you can actually see camera crews and stuff. If you swing by there, it's kind of cool to see.
Oh, I'll walk by there just because I want to. I'm a chismosa. I just want to see what's going on.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe you can find your way into the background.
Exactly. Like, what if they're like, you know what? You've got a face for the big screen, young lady. roof, and then they put me in the movie.
The chances of that, you're just walking by and they go, wait.
Wait. You.
You have a face for the big screen, young lady.
I'd be like, I've always been told I have a face for radio. And then they save me.
I hope that for you.
Thanks.
It's B96. We're commercial free this morning. So Carla wants to change her face. It's B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. And I would err on the side of caution. That's your moneymaker.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, so it's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. And actually, Carla is sort of seeking some advice. So we would love to hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia today and get a Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia majority at 877-591-9696. We need at least three people to decide in one direction.
Yes, so 3 out of 5, I guess. Mm-hmm. To see whether or not I'm going to change my face up a little bit.
So what's this change that you're wanting to make?
Okay. So back in college, my freshman year of college.
All those years ago,
4 scores or whatever. I don't know how much a score is.
20 years.
Okay, half a score ago.
Okay.
When I was in college, my friends and I all thought it would be fun to go get piercings. So one day I went to a piercing shop and I got my nose pierced and my belly button pierced all on the same day. I was feeling crazy.
Wow.
But then in 2020, I took the piercing out. And I was like, you know, I think I'm getting low. I had won a beauty pageant, so I was like, this is just not the vibe I'm going for anymore.
Okay.
But very, very recently, I don't know if it's because I turned 30, that I'm like chasing my youth again or something. But I'm still young. But I want to get my nose piercing again. Like, I want to get my nose pierced again.
Okay, yeah.
And so I had posted it on my Instagram, and I was like, am I too old to, like, get my nose pierced again? Or is this, like, cute, you know? And this guy DMs me and he was like, you should let that go. That's like, you're getting a little too old for that.
Damn.
And I was like, damn. And so I told the guy I'm talking to, I was like, hey, you know, this guy said that. How rude, right? And he goes, well.
Oh.
And I was like, do you think I'm too old to get my nose pierced again? Like, if I don't, 30 is the new 20. Everyone keeps telling me that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What?
I don't know that 30 is the new 20. Okay. 877-591-9696. At 30 years old, is it a little bit weird to go get a nose piercing? I guess I never considered there to be an age limit on that.
Right. If anything, I'm older and therefore wiser.
Yeah, but I would love some objective advice or some objective thoughts, because I think people have a tendency to be like, high five, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what do you honestly think? Because don't just send Carla to go get her nose piercing and low level, you're like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I just feel like back in the day, people used to say like, oh, don't get your nose pierced or don't have any piercings on your face because it's like not professional. But I feel like in 2026.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? And also, y'all can't even see my face.
877-591-9696. We need a Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia majority. And we'll start with Sydney in Barrington. And I have a feeling that our friend Sydney is just going to be hey-girling you.
Sydney?
Yes, absolutely. Carla, I have one. And I think it was the best thing. It's one of my favorite things on my face.
Sydney, how old are you, though?
I'm 26.
See, okay, but Carla
is not 26.
Is 30 now. She's in her 30s.
So?
I'm just saying, let's be objective. I'm not saying it's wrong, because I really don't know.
Right.
I guess in my mind, I wouldn't have thought twice about it until it was brought up.
Oh.
So, Sydney, you say, do it.
I say do it.
Okay. All right.
And she loves her piercing.
All right, that's one.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the same thing, like with tattoos. You know, you have tattoos, they're not going to go away, so just do it.
That's true. I didn't get my first tattoo till I was, 38?
And I was there for it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, Sydney. And
you're
love
welcome.
You.
Bye. Love you, Queen. Bye.
877-591-9696. We need a Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia majority. And we're gonna jump to somebody who is twice your age. Jim in Oaklawn. Your wife is 60, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And she has a nose piercing?
She has a nose piercing.
Daddy.
She asked me one day. She asked me one day, she's like, do you think I should get my nose pierced? I'm like, go for it.
How old was she when she got her nose pierced?
Before, I was 59.
Okay.
There you go.
So it's really like 25. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Jim. All right. That's two for go ahead and do it. But we need a mafia majority. Is there anybody who has a reason why Carla should not get her nose pierced at the ripe age of 30?
Why do I have to be ripe?
I'm still maturing. I don't even know what that means.
If I was a banana, I'd still be a little green.
Oh, is that what that means? Okay. 877-591-9696. We need a Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia majority. Is Carla at 30 too old to get a nose piercing? Someone said she is. So we need a Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia majority here at 877-591-9696. You see, Carla here just turned 30 and is considering getting a nose piercing again.
And enjoy me saying my age only for this week. I'll go back to being 24 soon.
Sure. So you put on your Instagram, should I do this? And somebody said that you're too old.
Yeah. Somebody was like, oh, I just think that you need to let that go. And I was like, let what go? Like, I look the same, I told myself. And so then I told the guy that I was talking to, and I was like, do you think, look at what this guy said, how rude. And he was like, well, he kind of has a point.
Ah.
And I was like, oh.
That's interesting. So can you be too old to get a nose piercing? And we need a mafia majority. So two people have already said, just do it. But and I had a feeling that most people would be like, you know what? Live your best life.
Just
do
go,
your
girl.
Thing.
Yeah, which, like, I love that we have so many girls and, like, fun.
But we also want honesty.
But I want the truth, yeah.
And we're going to get that from Jessica in Chicago. You say, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm 38 years old. I took mine out in my early 30s because once my daughter was old enough to have a nose ring, I was like, Jesus Christ, it's time for me to hang up a nose ring tape.
That's like, funny.
Like, when my child is like, hey, can I borrow your...
Okay. Strong on the words, but we understand the sentiment.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So Jessica says no.
Jessica says no because she was like, you know, it's my daughter's turn to have a nose ring. I don't have a kid yet.
Yeah, it's true. Carla doesn't have a kid.
So I think
and even if you did, it'd be a long time until they're ready for a nose ring, right?
Right.
Again, 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Morning's Mafia Majority. And we want to know, should Carla get a nose piercing at 30?
I think... maybe, yes.
Let's ask Ashley in Hammond, Indiana. Now, before Ashley even speaks, I know what her answer is going to be, actually, because this is somebody who just did a boudoir shoot.
Hey, queen.
So I have a hunch that you're going to be like, go for it, unless you surprise us.
Well, no, I'm not going to surprise you. I had my nose done when I was younger. I took it out. Well, actually, it fell out. I let it close when I was a young mom. And... my three teenage daughters wanted to do something, and so I went with, got my nose done. I think I was like 37.
Okay.
So you got your nose pierced with your kids?
Yeah, I did. I'm that mom. I'm sorry.
You're cool, mom. I get it.
That's cool.
But honestly, it's like one of my sexier features, I think. And I don't know if I would go back.
Oh, okay.
So
you're planning on keeping this nose piercing forever then?
Yeah, I mean, it really suits my nose. It makes me feel confident. I don't know. The guys like it.
All right, I love it. So what happens when you're like 90 and in the nursing home? Are you still like, you know what, let's keep this thing in here? Assuming that's how you're talking.
Yeah, I'm rocking it. Yeah, I'll rock it till I'm dead, I guess.
All right, okay. There you go. Well, thank you very much for that, Ashley.
Get it, girl.
You know what?
Get it, girl.
The thing is, like, everybody's talking about either, like, oh, my kids are at the age to get one, or I went to go get pierced with my kids. So, like, I don't have kids yet, so I feel like I'm still someone's kid.
Yeah.
Because I don't have kids yet.
Well, it's true. I was just someone's kid until 2.5 years ago.
I'm just a baby.
All right. So, you know what? The Mafia Majority has suggested that you're not too old to be getting a nose piercing. So I think go and get that thing.
Okay. Because Victoria in Plainfield is even saying that she got hers at 47.
Yeah. Ofmara is saying age is just a number.
Karina, her 32-year-old sister, got one. So,
yeah, I think you're in the clear.
Okay.
Go and get it. Live your best life.
Are piercings in?
I don't know if they're in or not. I'm not the person to ask. I don't even know if it's cool.
If I get one, will you get one?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I will never get a piercing. I get another tattoo.
Okay, fine.
But I'm not a piercing guy.
All right.
I think I'm too much of a wuss.
I think I could convince Ahmad to get a nose piercing.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Hey, we're commercial free this morning, and we have a chance for you to win $1,000 if you can crush Carla. That is coming at 7:50 with Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. All right, I think we have some heroes that are going to come save the day. It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. And so we put together a time capsule, our Chicago 250 time capsule. For America's 250th birthday, we decided we would make a time capsule and put in there a bunch of things that are like Chicago in 2026. And that includes a freeze-dried slice of Giordano's pizza.
There's an air tag in there so nobody, you know, like steals the time capsule. And also to show how technology has progressed.
There is Malort, so people can get schwasty in 250 years.
There's the Lollapalooza lineup, so people can know, like, whoa, this was, like, the happening 250 years ago. And there's even slang words that we use currently.
Yeah. There is one problem, though. We don't have anywhere to put this time capsule. And right now, what's happening in our building here at B96, we're in the Prudential Plaza in downtown Chicago, is they're consolidating from two floors to just one. And there's a construction crew that is here. And Mike is are you the lead guy?
I am. I'm the general contractor.
You're the general contractor. Okay. So what we're going to ask you, is there any way we can get... Ahmad, the amazing here, has the time capsule. Is there any way we could stuff this in like a wall or something?
Yeah, we most definitely can find a wall to stick that in.
Could you really? Wow.
Yeah, because we have sound walls, so the sound walls are actually a little bit wider.
Oh!
So that'll help out, because right now that looks like it would... generally not fit in one of our 3 5/8 studs that we use.
Like a regular drywall frame, it wouldn't
fit.
Yes, exactly. So a sound wall is like 6 inches, so we can definitely stick it in the cavity and kind of insulate around it and stuff. So.
Interesting, because we've had this, we thought we would easily find a place to bury this time capsule. But this has actually been a lot harder than it was.
So we were like, what if we put this in the walls? And then, like, wherever you put it, just on top of it, the world's a little plaque that said, in 250 years, call you, because we can't knock it down ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, it will be dust.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a possibility that drywall will be dust at that point, too. But at least we'll give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Wow, I thought for sure the answer would be absolutely not.
No, I'm more than willing to work with you. I mean, that's what we do.
Let's put it in it! In the wall!
what are you cheering again? Did you just cheer, let's put it in?
By the way,
it's a giant phallic-shaped chrome time capsule.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
What I meant was, let's put it inside the wall.
All right. We got a place for our time capsule.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. All right.
Thank you.
You think it'll be safe for 250 years? I think so.
As long as you're in business.
All right. Well, so. Let's see what the radio biz looks like in another 250 years.
You got that right.
You know what? Yeah. We survived TV, satellite radio, and streaming. So here
we go.
We're still here. Exactly. So.
Thank you very much, Mike, and the crew that are here renovating this building. And now we have a place to put this time capsule.
Oh, how exciting. In 250 years, though, you got to tell someone from your crew to come in.
Oh, I most definitely will.
Okay.
I'll let my office know.
All right. This is a legit company. They do things on the up and up. They'll be around.
What company are you?
We're J.C. Anderson. So we're based out of Elmhurst, but we got actually a feeder office downtown also.
Oh, sick.
So we do all interiors throughout any of these commercial buildings that you see throughout the city or in the suburbs. And
how many time capsules are hiding out there in the walls?
This will probably be, honestly, my first.
Okay.
So.
This is great. All right. Well, thank you, Mike and the crew. Now we have a place to put this time capsule.
We were worried.
Yeah.
No worry. I got you.
All right. Give us 3 minutes. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla coming up next. You versus Carla. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more correct than she does, you win a grand. So simple. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
All right, it's Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Desiree is in Montgomery, and she is going to try to win $1,000 today. What's up, Desiree?
Desiree.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I didn't turn your microphone on.
Hello.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
All right, so you got to throw Carla out of the room. First things first, all right?
All right, Carla, get out.
Okay, fine.
So it's going to be 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than she does, and you win $1,000. Pretty simple stuff here. Here we go with question number 1. A new Nightmare on Elm Street reboot is in the works at Paramount Plus. Who's the villain in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Freddy Krueger.
Question number 2. Madonna and Michael Jackson are in the top 10 on the Billboard 100 together for the first time in 25 years. True or false, Michael Jackson's Thriller is the highest selling album of all time worldwide?
True.
Question number 3. The former CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match, and OkCupid recently revealed he has never been on an online date. Which way do you swipe if you like someone on Tinder?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Which way do you swipe if you like someone on Tinder?
Right.
Question number 4. Director Christopher Nolan said in a recent interview that he knew he wanted to be a filmmaker after seeing an IMAX film at Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry. Christopher Nolan famously filmed 2 movies about which superhero in Chicago?
Batman.
Question number 5. Kim Kardashian hard launched her boyfriend Lewis Hamilton in a selfie on Instagram. What sport does Lewis Hamilton participate in?
Car racing?
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way in, you are a teacher of special education, is that right?
Yes.
And you're so this is going to be your second year teaching. How was year number 1?
It was crazy, but I loved it. I'm just ready to get back.
Oh, are you like at the point in summer already where you're like, okay, I'm over the break. I want to go back to work.
Yes, 100%.
So what are you doing in the meantime? Like, are you just off? Are you finding other things to do?
So I am nannying in between, which is nice. Also taking care of my dog and spending time with him, which is nice.
All right. Yeah, I'm always so curious what teachers are doing during the summertime.
I would. If I were you, I'd be at the beach every day with my little pup.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she might be at the beach with her pup and $1,000 because she got all 5 correct. Carla, so lock in.
Okay, hold on.
All right, so I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong until we get to the very end. We'll start with question number 1. A new Nightmare on Elm Street reboot is in the works at Paramount Plus. Who is the villain in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Freddy Krueger.
Question number 2. Madonna and Michael Jackson are in the top 10 on the Billboard 100 together for the first time in 25 years. True or false, Michael Jackson's Thriller is the highest selling album of all time worldwide.
True.
Question number 3. The former CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match, and OkCupid recently revealed he has never been on an online date. Which way do you swipe if you like someone on Tinder?
You swipe right.
Yeah, he's never been on an online date.
Is it because he's married or something?
It's because he's rich.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
I guess he's on a different website. A
little easier when you're... Yeah, he doesn't use Tinder.
No, question he's on Raya.
Question number 4. Director Christopher Nolan said in a recent interview that he knew he wanted to be a filmmaker after seeing an IMAX film at Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry. Christopher Nolan famously filmed 2 movies about which superhero in Chicago?
Batman.
Question number 5. Kim Kardashian hard launched her boyfriend Lewis Hamilton with a selfie on Instagram. Which sport does Lewis Hamilton participate in?
He is an F1 driver.
Wow, you both got all 5 correct.
And pause, because the last time that I lost Can Crush Carla, the question was, what does Kim Kardashian's boyfriend do?
Oh.
And I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I will never forget that this Lewis man is an F1.
So was it? It was a slightly variated.
It was like a different variation.
Yeah, of that.
But I'll never forget.
Yeah. So, oh man, get mad at Ahmad the Amazing for the questions there, Desiree. Unfortunately, it's a tie, and you know what this means.
Yes, my name is Desiree. I'm from Montgomery, and I did not crush Carla. Well, we tied.
No, unfortunately not. And that sucks because you're quite the contender there. You got all 5 correct.
Twin.
So listen, I invite you to try back and come and crush her, win yourself $1,000 one of these days, okay? We do it every weekday at 7:50.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it and love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you and we love that you're a teacher and appreciate what you do. Have a wonderful rest of your summer, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
More with Moog and Carla.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake?
with Mogan Carla Mornings.
So Denise is in Addison, and you just found out that your boyfriend has been lying to you about something that is very important to you.
Yeah, he lied to me about being vegan.
Oh.
Are you vegan?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
And how did you find out about this lie?
He confessed to me the other day. We were having dinner, and he was just like, I have to be truthful. I hate all of this soy and tofu and substitute food. I'm not vegan. What?
Wow.
Wow. Oh, how do you feel about that? You sound upset, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked, disappointed, angry. I mean, all the emotions. Like, the biggest problem is he lied.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Is it a requirement for menu date to also be vegan?
No. I mean, I would prefer it, right? But, like, dating is rough. And, you know, it's tough out there in Chicago. But, like, I just don't like that he lied. I can make exceptions. We can talk about it.
Right.
I mean, just be upfront about what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have to do all that to try to impress you. How long did he keep up this lie?
Well, about 4 months we've been together. I've been cooking for him the whole time.
Four months is crazy, girl.
So, wait, you said that he kind of just, like, dropped the bomb on you. What was it? Were you guys eating, like, something specific or...
Yeah, I had made some veggie burgers, and he just lost it.
And he was like, I can't with the veggie burgers.
Give me the meats.
Yeah, like, it's crazy to think that he's been lying this entire time, sneaking, like, meat and milk into his mouth. Like, that's so bizarre.
Right.
I understand you feeling super lied to.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a lie that got out of hand, and I think of all the lies he could have told you... I want to say this is not the worst one.
But I do understand, like, you've been lied to for 4 months.
Yeah, and always complimenting my food and acting like everything is fine. And then to find out it's been 4 months of lying, it's crazy.
So he compliments the food that you cook, but really he hates it.
Yeah, he hates it.
I'm sorry. I was trying to see a silver lining here.
Well, yeah.
But
is there something, I guess, kind of sweet about the fact that he, like... subjected himself to, like, this is a major lifestyle change to go from eating, like, burgers and steaks and chicken to then eating these substitutes. Isn't there something kind of nice about that?
Yes, like, I can see how that would be sweet, but, like, the lying is bugging me. Like, he could have said, this isn't really my thing, I'll try it. Like, he could have said anything else but lie.
Yeah.
But holding on to a lie for 4 months, you feel is too much.
Yeah, it's absolutely too much.
You know what's actually, like, even scarier about this is that you didn't know he was lying. Like, you know, sometimes you could tell when people lie or whatever. He was so good at lying. Like, he deceived you straight up for 4 months. The more we talk about it, the more it seems kind of wild.
That is interesting.
Lying to me in my face, sneaking, like, when I'm not around, sneaking food, meat, and milk, and doing all this sneaky stuff, because I'm sure he's eating other food, right?
You've mentioned milk on multiple occasions. You must be so grossed out by milk.
You're horrified.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you kiss him and he's got meat on his breath? Sounds dirty.
Meat lips. Like, I mean, now I know, like, that his smell is, I can't.
Okay. You're calling us, though, because you're not sure if this could still be a match or if it's straight up a mistake. I'm guessing you're leaning towards mistake, but what are the reasons why you don't want to break up with him? 4 months is a long time. Besides what he eats, what's he great at?
He's just overall, like, a great guy, good sense of humor. We have a good conversation, right? Like, and I, you know, thought he loved animals. I mean, who knows about that now? But it's just...
I will say, as a regular old carnivore, I think you can love animals and not be vegan.
I mean, that works for you. That's fine.
It does. Well, and so I understand. He's a great guy, but this lie has really shocked you to your core because you're thinking, we are vegans together. We live this lifestyle. And then he's like, oh, by the way, psych. After 4 months, you feel lied to. You feel like, do I even know you? Because I'm sure when you're vegan, like, I think when you're vegan, you catch a lot of heat from people who are like, really? Why? That's why you have canine teeth. Like, I think there's a lot of that comes your way. And now he's no longer on team vegan. He's like, he's one of us.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not, like, shoving it down everyone's throat. Like, he told me he was also vegan. Like,
yeah.
It's insane to think that I also didn't realize he was lying for 4 months.
Yeah, girl, what was going on with that? How did you not notice that maybe he wasn't smiling while he ate your soy burgers?
I feel like my world is rocked right now.
Yeah. Well, so if you're just joining us, it's Denise and Addison. Her boyfriend of 4 months has lied to her the entire time they've been together about being vegan. She is shocked, stunned, and isn't sure she can continue on in a relationship with somebody who kept a lie like that up for so long. 877-591-9696. Call us and tell us, can this relationship be a match, or is this clearly a mistake? B96 with Mogan, Carla Mornings, and Denise and Addison, who is vegan, and her boyfriend said that he was too, but it turns out he was a liar.
he tried to be vegan with her for a little while, but yeah, he never actually was. And then one day he kind of snapped and she was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why would, like, there was no need to lie. Like, him being vegan wasn't a
condition.
Right, yeah. Right.
He just did that, I guess, to impress her or something, and then he couldn't live to lie anymore. She was making soy burgers and all kinds of things that he didn't like. And he was like, you know what, I can't take it anymore.
And the thing is, she did like him. She would have liked him anyway had he been eating meat the whole time.
Right, but they started this relationship on a lie. Can it then be a match, or is it a mistake? Melissa and Eddie are in Rosedale, and you say it's a mistake. Is that right?
Yes.
Eddie, by the way, you're 12. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you say that this is a mistake?
Because if it's that important to her that, like, and he was not truthful, I think it's a mistake.
Oh, because he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like 12-year-olds are honest. People always say that the most honest people are kids.
Yep.
And drunk people. So, Eddie.
Which one are you?
Eddie, you're 12. So, you would never want, like, for example, your mom or any of your friends to be with anyone that's a liar, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There you
go. Well, wise words from somebody who's 12 years old. Thank you very much for that, Eddie, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Bye.
Grandma Debbie, you say this is a mistake. Interesting, because Grandma Debbie most of the time will give people the benefit of the doubt and say it's a match, but you say this one's a mistake. What's your thought?
Right. Never. My thing is lies. If you lie, it's a mistake. So never. There's no reason ever to lie to someone, no matter if you think it's going to help them or not, because later on I'm sure it doesn't. So do not lie. He lied, and I feel like if she forgives him, he's going to think, oh, I got away with this lie. This lie isn't that big. She'll probably forgive me on this one. So, yeah, lying is a big no-no, no matter what kind of lie it is. It's always a mistake.
Okay.
I think it's that part. There's never really a good reason to lie. Like, sometimes I understand wanting to lie to spare someone's feelings, like those little white lies.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just legit no reason.
He didn't need to do this.
I don't know if he thought.
But even little white lies come out later. Because
yeah.
They lied to me about my aunt dying in Texas. And when I got there, she was dead already. So
oh.
He lied to me back home.
Oh.
Right. The whole time I was lying there, I thought I was going to get to see my aunt. Have to get there. And we land, and then they're like, oh, by the way, she passed away. And, like, before we left, like, but they didn't want to hurt my feelings. Like, that didn't save my feelings. I'm still sad.
Yeah,
so
that's...
So never lie about anything.
Yeah, certainly not deaths of relatives.
Right. Even if you think you're sparing someone's feelings, it probably won't in the long run.
Yeah,
in this case, he just didn't have to lie about being vegan. I totally get that.
Ultimately...
Right. That was just a stupid lie. Stupid lie.
And ultimately, you're going to piss somebody off, and that's not a way to start a relationship.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Grandma Debbie.
Love you guys. Good luck.
Love you,
too.
Bye.
Thanks.
Again, it's Denise and Addison. Her boyfriend lied about being vegan. 877-591-9696. But now the truth has come out. Can this be a match, or is it a mistake?
And should she try to still stay with him?
Yeah. We're going to talk with her again coming up next on B96. This is so dramatic. We'll wait.
Don't worry, Coolio. We know you've got... There you go.
It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's Match or Mistake with Denise in Addison, whose boyfriend turned out to be a liar. He lied about being a vegan when they got together, and then he finally broke and said, I can't do this anymore.
And, like, the thing is, it takes a... It takes a lot to keep up a lie for that long. I'm surprised that he didn't one day say, you know what, I think I've decided I don't want to be vegan anymore and, like, continue that.
Yeah.
Is what I would have done.
Yeah, taking the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Instead, he snapped. He was like, I can't eat it.
I need a steak.
Tofu, nothing. I'm not doing it. Can it be a match or is it a mistake? This is interesting. Dory in Chicago, you say it's a mistake. It started with a lie, and you think this is going to lead to what?
I say it started as a lie. How does an affair start? As a lie. Mm. It continues, well, I'm hiding it. I'm hiding. I'm not going to let her see it. The same exact way that he's hiding this. It's a liar and a cheater. It's the same exact way to do it to end up in an affair.
So are you saying he's going to cheat or this basically is cheating?
It's cheating to her and it will end up eventually in a cheater, meeting someone and lying and pretending that he's not with her, but he's with her. Just the same way, like, I'm pretending I like, but I'm not liking. Let me eat a hamburger when she's not seeing. Let me go with this girl when she's not seeing. So all those sneaky things come up to an affair as well. So can I trust someone like this?
So basically, it comes down to the fact that he's capable of
these kinds of lies.
And
of long-term lies.
Yeah, like he wants to eat a burger and he also wants to eat your neighbor.
Wow.
You know, like it's...
you never know. It's just a betrayal. Either way, it's a lie and you don't know where it's going to. Is it something you want to pursue or is it something that you want to think about where could it take me to?
Yeah.
Is it something good for me or bad for me?
Yeah.
Think before you get in a mess. That's all. That's my opinion.
Think before you get into a mess. I love that. Think before you get into a mess. Thank you, Dory. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So you've heard all the evidence.
Opinions,
I guess, not evidence. But what do you think, Denise? I mean, everybody's saying mistake, but do you have maybe a change of heart or?
Definitely a mistake. Right? He had plenty of time to come clean. He's been lying to me for so long. It's also making me think, what else could he be lying about? I don't think I can trust him with anything else at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I get that. That's a long time to lie. And like, he's unhappy in that. You're unhappy that you're getting lied to. Like, the whole thing seems to sort of have been fumbled from the start.
Yeah, it's rocky foundation. You started on a lie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and if he would have told me the truth up front, that's different. But the lying is just something I can't get past.
Well, and for it to come out in kind of an explosive, like, I hate this way.
Like, dang, how long have you been
holding that back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
It's an indicator that A, he's comfortable lying, and B, he doesn't always handle himself correctly.
And C, he's really good at lying. You never want to date someone that's a really good liar.
And D, not ideal if you're a vegan. He's absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's just too much for me. It really makes me think about, like, his character. Like, this is well beyond just not eating the same way I do. It's bigger than that.
Well, look, you know what? This is a big city. There's a lot of people out there and a lot of vegans. So you're going to find somebody who is a better match. I'm sure of it. And I'm sorry that this didn't work out.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the advice.
We got you, girl. Go get yourself a latte with soy milk. Just relax. Show us what you got so you can win. Mug's Mega Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mug's Mega Minuteman. All right, so let's say hello to Omar on the south side. How you doing, Omar?
Hi, Omar.
I'm doing good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're hoping that you will win $1,000 courtesy of our friends at DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. So here's how it goes. 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. If you get all of them correct, you win $1,000. You down?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We'll start with, what day is tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Correct. How many minutes are in an hour?
60.
Correct. What kind of liquor is Jose Cuervo?
Tequila.
Correct. The Minions movie is a prequel to what film?
Pass.
How many days are in a leap year?
Pass.
What is Baby Yoda's real name in The Mandalorian?
Grogu.
Correct. What is the highest selling book of all time?
Harry Potter.
Incorrect. Who wrote the poem The Raven?
Raven. Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. Which Fergie song did Jack Harlow sample in First Class?
Fergalicious.
Incorrect. What country has the most islands in the world? The Minions movie is a prequel to what film? It's time. Damn.
Despicable Me.
That is right. All right. And then how many days are in a leap year, Carla?
366. Yeah. I don't know why I thought he was going to answer that one, too. You got another chance. 366.
What is the highest selling book of all time?
Harry Potter is a great guess. Yeah. But it's actually the Bible.
Yeah, just the good old fashioned Bible. And then which Fergie song did Jack Harlow sample in First Class?
Glamorous.
Not Fergalicious, but Glamorous. And then
my favorite song.
Is that sarcasm or you like
it? No, I really liked it. I was so excited when Jack Harlow was going to sample it. And then I was like a little disappointed because
he didn't use the part that she says, if you don't have no money, take your broke ass home.
Yeah, I was like, all my favorite parts of Glamorous aren't in it.
And then what country has the most islands in the world?
Sweden.
Now, allegedly, and we need to fact check this, allegedly Sweden has over 200,000 islands.
It just doesn't sound right.
Sounds like a messy lie. But who knows? What do you consider an island? How big are these islands?
Yeah, what are the rules, right?
I don't know. All that to say, Omar, unfortunately, you did not win Moog's Mega Minute, nor did you win $1,000 today. But we appreciate you for trying.
Appreciate you guys for having me.
And I hope it was on some level enjoyable for you.
Definitely.
All right. Have a great day, Omar.
I meant a few words, that's but right. many answers.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You gave it a good run. All right, here we go. B96, show us what you got
so you can win Moog's Mega Minute. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Right, let's do some little victories. Call us at 877-591-9696.
Now, little victories can be little and big, actually. It's anything that's good that's happening in your life that you're proud of. We've had people call in and tell us, like, oh, I just paid off my car. We've had other people call and tell us, I'm going to be, what was that girl? She said she was going to be Lobster number 7 in the Little Mermaid play at her school. Like, it just, whatever it is.
It could be that you beat cancer, or it could be that you found a penny on the ground. Whatever it is, please call and share it with us. 877-591-9696. We just want to celebrate your little victories.
Yeah, we want to celebrate your life.
And we'll do that next on B96. We are celebrating your little victories on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and you can feel free to call and share them at 877-591-9696. And Michelle's going to start us off. Michelle's in Valparaiso, and your little victory is
being able to put myself back through school as an adult. I think it's great for everyone to hear, no matter your age, you can do what you want and expand your education.
Yeah.
I love that. What'd you go back to school for?
I'm doing medical billing and coding, and I think the best part is like when I come home and tell my son like I did great on my exams, and he tells me he's proud of me.
Aww.
I think that's the best.
How old is your son?
He's 11. His name's Briar, and we listen to you guys all the time. He loves you guys.
Oh, hi, Briar.
Hey, Briar.
So this is cool. So you're in school, and you get to tell him how you're doing, and then when he goes back to school, he gets to tell you how he's doing on his exams, and you guys can kind of cheer each other on.
Heck yeah, I love it.
I think it's great.
And I was like, you know, moms never, you know, give themselves credit where it's due. I was like, you know what? Heck yeah, I have a little victory.
Yeah.
Yes, and we are so proud of you as well. And I think it's so funny that, like, now you, if you ever tell your son, hey, you got to go do your homework, he gets to tell you, well, have you done your homework? And then you're both okay.
That's.
And happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet.
And congrats on the baby.
Thank you very much. You know what? We love these.
Yeah, we love a world full of little victories.
Yeah.
How much longer do you have in school?
I'll be done in October.
Oh, cool. And then, so when are you planning a job change then?
I'm actually going to stay where I'm at. A lot of people just switch up, and I'm thankful for my boss, and it allows me to still be present and be a mom and do mom things and make some money. So I'm happy where I'm at.
So will you be able to apply what you learned from medical billing school?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
thankfully,
cool.
Yes. I'll be able to do the billing at the practice.
All right.
Okay.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that little victory with us, and you have a great day too, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Smarty Pants.
Sierra is in Schaumburg, and your little victory is...
Sierra, girl.
Sierra. This beat is automatic supersonic.
No, actually, though, Sierra, you might Sierra, have us...
Did you mute us?
I think she did. But we'll say her little victory for her. Sierra out of Schaumburg.
Just got approved to file taxes for people electronically. Well, congratulations to you.
Yes, her husband did, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There you are.
I didn't realize. Oh, and it wasn't Sierra. It was Pia.
Oh.
P-I-A.
Okay, well, we have C-I-A-R-A. So, excuse us
for
singing a Sierra and Missy Elliott song for no reason.
No wonder you weren't answering.
Yeah,
so.
No. I know, I'm sorry. No, yeah, so my husband, he's finally able to file taxes electronically. So it's his Ethan got approved.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, make up bookkeeping, so hit him up.
You know what? We might.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't done my taxes for 2020. What year was it? 2025?
2025 is last
2025.
Year. 2025? Yeah, yeah. We're going to put you on hold and get your guy's number, okay?
I might need him.
Okay. Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. And then lastly, let's ask Stella in Aurora to share her little victory. This is a pretty big one. What is it?
I went to Puerto Rico with my boyfriend and got engaged.
Wow.
You got engaged on vacation. That's so exciting.
And in Puerto Rico. I bet that was beautiful. Girl, tell us everything. You walked up to the beach and then what happened?
Actually, he took me to his family's barn, and he was showing me how to dance salsa, and he had his cousin turn me around, and he was on his knees, and shocked the heck out of me.
Stella, oh, my gosh.
What a romantic.
It was amazing.
So, wow. You said it was his family's barn. Did you go to Puerto Rico to, like, meet his family for the first time, and then that's how and when and why he did it?
Actually, he did it because it was on his mom and dad's anniversary. He had this all planned out. He thought he would do it in the water and swim up, but he's like, then I'd lose the ring. So,
You know what? Smart.
It's called the Rancho.
That's so cool. Wow. And you said yes.
I said yes to Junior Sosa.
Oh, and you know what? I genuinely think that that's so sweet, because not only was he, like, thoughtful and thinking, like, I can't lose the ring, I've got to take her to Puerto Rico, but he did it somewhere that was special to, that was really, like, special for his family and on his parents' wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, to show that he has that much faith in your relationship.
Yeah, this is good. These are all
good. He really shocked me. I loved it. He thought it through. It was amazing.
Yeah, these are all good omens. Well, sending you guys all the love. Do you have a date planned? I know that it's fresh. Or an idea?
Too fresh. I have nothing yet. Okay. I'm just excited to say fiance.
Okay, well, congratulations, fiance.
Fiance.
Congratulations to you too. And feel free to call us and share the little victories on the way as you make your way towards the aisle.
As you say yes to the dress.
Absolutely.
And all the of altar. That good stuff.
All right, well, have a great day, Stella.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, fiance.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it when people get engaged.
Me too.
That's one of my favorite types of little victories.
The engagements?
Yeah.
I like the weddings too, but the engagements are always a little more fun because weddings come with so much stress.
Weddings come with, engagements only stressful for the dude.
Exactly.
Hey, stick around. We have your chance at Ariana Grande tickets with our Ariana Grande montage. Again, coming up at 2 p.m. on B96. It's so sick.